Chem-8-M binder. UCSC. Experiment 1. Separation of excedrin components via column chromatography. Learning objectives. Understand principles behind silica-based chromatography. Critical analysis of column and thin layer chromatography technique. Analyze data to assess purity and success of experiment. Understand the role of functional groups and polarity on separation. Predict sources of error and understand their effects on results. Column chromatography is a type of adsorption chromatography used to separate components from a mixture based on selective affinity to stationary and mobile phases. The principles of column chromatography and thin layer chromatography, TLC, are analogous. The separation of components from a mixture is based on polarity. The stationary phase is most commonly silica, SiO2, and the mobile phase is an organic solvent or solvent mixture. SiO2 is polar and has a greater affinity for polar compounds. Thus, less polar compounds will always elute from a column earlier and move farther on a TLC plate than polar compounds. In TLC, the mobile phase moves up the SiO2 plate by capillary action against gravity, figure 1A. Less polar compounds travel further up the plate, higher retention factor, RF. Components remain on the plate and are analyzed by visual inspection. In column chromatography, the mobile phase is added to the top of the column and travels down with gravity, eluting components as a solution in the solvent, figure 1B. Less polar compounds elute from the column first due to their low affinity for SiO2. Components can be isolated from the mixture in column chromatography, whereas TLC separates components without collection. See PDF for figure 1, diagrams of A, TLC, B, column chromatography. Students will use column chromatography to separate the active ingredients of excedrin, an over-the-counter analgesic. A column is packed with SiO2, then dry-loaded with an excedrin-silica mixture, silica SiO2. Increasingly polar solvents will be added to selectively elute aspirin, ASP, acetaminophen, ASE, and caffeine, CAF, based on their different polarities. This solvent gradient includes hexanes, ethyl acetate, ETOAC, and acetone. The order of separation can be predicted from the literature and confirmed experimentally. Solutions of ASP, ACE, and CAF will be collected in fractions and analyzed by TLC. Pure fractions will be concentrated to isolate each component and compare it to known values. Students will separate excedrin components by a different method and the results will be compared in experiment 2. Reference 1, Revel, KD, JChem Ed, 2001, 88, 14, 13. See PDF for figure 1, active ingredients in excedrin. How does the remote lab work? Before lab. Read this PDF. Background, procedures, safety, pre- and in-lab questions, worksheet, etc. Attend and or watch lab lecture. Watch experiment 1 pre-lab videos. Take the Canvas pre-lab quiz, page 4, 35 points before your enrolled section. During lab, Tuesday through Thursday, join Zoom meeting for your enrolled secondary lab a few minutes early. Links on Canvas. Pre-lab talk, say hi, go over logistics. Interactive lab website. Work with a partner to complete this Choose Your Adventure remote lab while entering data and observations in the Experiment 1 worksheet, pages 5 to 6, 20 points. Discussion of in-lab questions, Q&A. After lab, contribute your feedback and reflections to the Experiment 1 Canvas discussion by Sunday, 10 points. Submit lab report 1 week after lab, page 7. In-lab questions, 30 points. Notebook pages, 20 points. Procedure, read this before lab. Diagrams in lecture notes. Students are not required to write this full procedure for the report. See page 7. Active ingredients in excedrin. Obtain the mass of an excedrin tablet, then crush to a fine powder using a mortar and pestle. Add 20 mils of ethyl acetate, ETOAC, to the mortar and gently mix with a stir rod in the fume hood for 2 minutes. The 3 active components should dissolve, but the starchy tablet binder, inactive ingredients, will not. Decant the solution into a small glass funnel with a piece of cotton, using a glass stir rod to aid in the transfer. Rinse with an additional 2 mils ethyl acetate. Collect the filtrate in a labeled 50 mil round bottom flask, RBF. Prepare and load the column. Add approximately 0.5 mils of silica to the RBF compared to given reference and concentrate to dryness using a rotary evaporator, Rotovap. The result is Excedrin coated silica. Prepare the following solvent mixtures in the fume hood and keep in labeled covered Erlenmeyer flasks. Prevent chemical exposure incidents and spills by using a funnel to transfer the majority of each solvent or mixture from the reagent container into a graduated cylinder, then use a pipette to bring the solution up to the proper volume. 1. 30 mL of 1:1 hexanes ethylacetate. 2. 30 mL of 1:2 hexanes ethylacetate. And 3. 30 mL acetone. Label 6 large test tube for collection of the column fractions and keep in a test tube rack. Clamp a disposable polypropylene column 1.5 by 12 centimeters to a ring stand and make sure there is a filter toward the bottom. Add one if not present. Add approximately 3 grams of silica to the column followed by the Excedrin silica mixture using a powdered funnel. Add a level about 2 millimeter layer of sand on top of the sample to prevent disturbing the stationary phase. Running the column. Clamp the column to a ring stand in the fume hood and twist off the tip of the plastic column if necessary. Carefully add the first solvent portion, 1:1 hexanes ethylacetate, without disturbing the sand by slowly swirling the pipette around the inside walls of the column while gently applying pressure to the pipette bulb. Once the solvent level is high enough, the remaining solvent can be added more quickly. Do not allow the column to run dry or test tubes to overflow. Collect the eludent in the test tubes labeled fraction 1 and fraction 2, suturing approximately halfway through the addition of the first 30 ml portion of solvent. Switch to the next solvent mixture, 1:2 hexanes ethylacetate, and collect each successive 30 ml portion of solvent in 2 test tubes. Repeat with acetone. TLC analysis can be completed as fractions are obtained, space permitting. TLC analysis. TLC of the analysis of the standards can be done at any time as a and shared as a lab. Place a small amount, microspatula tip, of ACE, ASP, or CAF, that's acetaminophen, aspirin, or caffeine, standard, in a small test tube and dilute with 1 mL acetone. Analyze each column fraction by TLC in comparison to the standards. Carefully but quickly spot the plate once per each column fraction. These compounds are highly UV active and require only minimal amounts for visualization. The spot should be small enough for 2 to 3 lanes per plate without smearing. Rinse the capillary tube with acetone to prevent cross-contamination between samples. Before placing the plate in the developing chamber, visualize the spots with a UV lamp to ensure you added enough sample to visualize, but not so much to smear when run. TLC chambers should be kept in the fume hoods and covered at all times. Use tweezers to carefully place the TLC plate into the developing chamber without disturbing the mobile phase. Place the cap on the jar upside down. Screwing the cap on will likely disturb the mobile phase. Allow the TLC plate to run until the solvent is approximately 1 centimeter from top of the plate. Remove the plate with tweezers, quickly draw the solvent front on the plate, and wait until the solvent evaporates in the hood before visualizing with a UV lamp. Circle the spots, then calculate all RF values at your bench. Distance of spot from origin over distance of solvent front from origin. Dispose of the plates in the solid waste. Isolation of components. Any fractions containing a single compound as determined by TLC can be concentrated using a Rotovap, parentheses in vacuo. If 2 fractions contain the same single compound by TLC, those fractions can be combined. Transfer the fractions to an appropriately sized pre-weighed RBF and remove the solvent. The compound may or may not solidify on the Rotovap, but do keep it on the vacuum for a few extra minutes to ensure complete removal of solvent. Record the mass of each component isolated, if any, and determine the percent recovery compared to the initial mass of Excedrin tablet. Experimental success will be determined by comparison to your responses in pre-lab number 1, theoretical percent recovery. Cleanup and safety. Liquid waste, acetone, hexanes, ethylacetate, and fractions. Solid waste, pipettes, column with silica, dry silica, TLC plates, CAF, ASP, ACE. Wash glassware, put away equipment, and wipe benchtops. Safety, acetone, hexanes, ethylacetate are flammable. Caffeine is a stimulant and is not to be ingested or taken home, y'all. Silica is an irritant. Pre-lab questions / quiz, 20 points. Take the Canvas Experiment 1 pre-lab quiz before your enrolled section. The quiz incorporates the questions below. The questions may be reworded. Be prepared with your responses to the pre-lab questions before starting the quiz. There is a 20-minute time limit on the quiz and you get 2 attempts. Make sure you have enough time to complete the quiz. You can't save and come back later. If you choose to retake the quiz, your grade will be the highest of the 2 attempts. You're welcome. Though we encourage collaboration in this class, this is an individual quiz. The responses should be a product of your original work so that you are assessed on your understanding of the material. Sharing your quiz or your responses in any format, screenshots, email, Chegg, social media, text, carrier pigeon, etc., is in violation of the UCSE Academic Integrity Policy. Pre-lab number 1. Each Excedrin tablet contains 250 mg of aspirin, ASP, 250 milligrams of acetaminophen, ACE, and 65 milligrams of caffeine, CAF. Calculate the theoretical percent recovery of each component using the mass of one tablet, 675 milligrams. Note, there are also inactive ingredients in the tablet. A, ASP, B, ACE, C, CAF. Number 2, the stationary phase. What stationary phase is used in the column and in TLC analysis? Is this substance considered to be polar or nonpolar? Number 3, the mobile phase. List each of the solvents / solvent mixtures with ratios used to run the column in order from least to most polar. Number 4, go to pubs.acs.org to perform a citation search in the Journal of Chemical of Education, Volume 88, page 1413, proper reference format, Rebel, KD, JChemEd, 2011, 88, 1413. This requires campus access or remote login to view the full article. Read this brief article and report the order that Excedrin components are expected to elute from the column. Use the JChemEd article above, number 5, use the JChemEd article above and report the mobile phase for TLC as well as the expected RF values for each component. Number 6, the sample. What functional groups do ASP and ACE each contain? Indicate the intermolecular forces, IMF, associated with each functional group. Ion-dipole, hydrogen bonding, dipole-dipole, or dispersion / van der Waals forces. The next couple pages are the Experiment 1 worksheet, which I will not be reading. Please see the PDF. Lab report. Due on grade scope 1 week after lab. Responses to in-lab questions and notebook pages. I, in-lab questions. Discuss with your partner during lab. Work with your partner to put together typed responses and complete sentences for the lab report, as assigned in the partner agreement. Number 1. Report all retention factor values in one table. See recommended format below. Identify each spot as CAF, ASP, or ACE by entering the RF values in the appropriate column for each sample. Account for all spots in each fraction if more than one was present, and indicate which spot was more prevalent, darker, if applicable. Show RF sample calculations for ASP, ACE, and CAF standards. Table X, TLC results for Excedrin column separation. See the PDF for table format. Number 2, discuss whether the column separation was successful using the TLC results. Report which fractions were combined and/or concentrated to obtain ASP, ACE, and CAF. All fractions should be accounted for, including those that were disposed of in the waste without concentration. Number 3, report the mass recovery of each component after isolation. Calculate the percent recovery of each component from the tablet, similar to pre-lab number 1. Show your work. Part A, ASP, Part B, ACE, Part C, CAF. I should say Part A, aspirin, Part B, acetaminophen, Part C, caffeine. Number 4, comment on your actual versus theoretical recoveries. List specific parts of the procedure where product may have been lost. Number 5, explain the order of separation of Excedrin components on the column given what you know about functional groups, polarity, and acid-base chemistry. Hint, hydrogen bonding and ion-dipole interactions should be included in your response. Were the results as expected? Number six, what role does the acid play as part of the TLC solvent mixture? Part two, notebook pages, observations, and diagrams of key procedural segments, not the full procedure, smiley face. Include all labeled equipment, chemical names with amounts, and pertinent safety notes in every step for full credit. Number one, notebook pages, active ingredients and excedrin, weigh tablet, crush, dissolve, filter. Two, prepare and load the column, rotovap, addition of silica and excedrin silica mixture. Run the column, add solvents and collect fractions. Number four, TLC analysis, spot, run, and visualize one representative plate. And number five, isolation of components, combine and concentrate rotovap, one representative sample. This has been Chem8M, Experiment 1, Remote Labs, University of California, Santa Cruz, read by the author, Caitlin Binder. Have a great day.